Well, many Australians may be looking forward to eased COVID restrictions, but the Disability Royal Commission is urging the federal government not to allow states to open up until all people with a disability have been offered a vaccine. In a scathing report handed down today, the Commission condemned the Federal Health Department's vaccine rollout to that community as seriously deficient. Samantha Donovan reports.
For people with a disability, the Royal Commission's draft report on the vaccine rollout has been difficult reading.
To be honest, I burst into tears when I read it this morning because, you know, we've been fighting for 6 months to get some kind of action on vaccinations for disabled people.
The report found the Federal Health Department didn't genuinely consult with disability groups on the rollout, nor seek their advice, and didn't appreciate the challenges of giving the vaccine to people with a disability in a residential setting. And although people in residential disability accommodation were meant to be in Phase 1A of the rollout, the Health Department decided to drop their vaccination from the priority list, and that decision wasn't made public. The Commission is recommending the federal government try and make sure that no state or territory significantly eases restrictions at the 70% threshold unless it's satisfied all people with a disability have had the opportunity to be fully vaccinated. Elle Gibbs is a writer and disability advocate.
I want to know that there is some kind of accountability for this across, you know, all levels of government, because during COVID we had to fight to be included in all of the COVID rollout plans, and we've had to fight again to be included in the vaccination plan. And 6 months later, we're still not included, and we're now not included in the, you know, how we get out of the all of these lockdowns. And I am so sick of not being included, you know, like I'm a citizen just like everybody else, and surely I have a right to actually be included, you know, in the ordinary plans for how we do things. But the Royal Commission said, you know, the Department of Health didn't even seem to think that we were part of the regular populace that should be accounted for.
If the states open up at the 70% vaccination mark, but not everyone with a disability has at least been offered the vaccine, what do you fear may happen?
Well, I'm incredibly worried about it. I think it's, you know, I think it's really unfair. I think you're asking people with disability to stay at home, you know, for much, much longer when they haven't had equal access to getting the vaccine. Or you're saying to people with disability, we just don't care about you. We don't care if you get COVID. And, you know, one of my concerns has been that as we open the vaccination rollout to more and more people, there are less and less options for people with disability. Because we haven't had equal access to the vaccine, it is unfair now to say, bad luck, everybody, we're just going to, you know, let it rip. For people who are housebound, for example, who've had no access to the vaccine, are we really saying to them that after 18 months of not seeing their family and friends and not leaving the house and not doing anything, that they're just to do that indefinitely? That is so unfair.
Professor Julian Troller is the Chair of Intellectual Disability Mental Health at UNSW Sydney. He welcomes the Commission's recommendation to delay opening up until all people with a disability are vaccinated.
This is a timely recommendation that recognises the increased risk for people with disability from COVID and the increased risk of poor health outcome. Put simply, people with disability in international studies have been shown to be at much higher risk of both having COVID and of a poor outcome, including risk of death being six times that of the general population. And in some subgroups, for example, those with Down syndrome, the risk of death is more than 30 times that of the general population.
Professor Julian Treloar from the University of New South Wales, Samantha Donovan with that report.